This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdal. We say not infrequently on this program that the economic devil lies firmly in the details. Corporate profit reports, monthly unemployment numbers. We say it all the time, in fact. It also holds true for federal legislation, in particular, one that technically outlaws the thing that makes Times Square, Times Square. From WNYC in New York, Julia Longoria explains.
New Yorker Scott Williams is sitting in Times Square reading a comic book. He's not even a little bit distracted.
You know, I'm used to it, so it doesn't bother me.
I ask him to look around and imagine this place without the ads.
Well, it's like the Lone Ranger without his mask or, you know, Batman without his cape. You gotta have it.
Nearby, an accountant, Robert Brown, is taking a lunch break while he watches the tourists go by. He agrees. Times Square is about the billboards.
People come here to see the spectacle. That's what makes it what it is. The bigger, the better.
But Times Square is having a sort of an existential crisis right now. You can read about it in this recent federal legislation. The 548-page document is called MAP 21, short for Moving Ahead for Progress. It makes most of the billboards in Times Square technically illegal.
Are you serious? What?
New Yorker Kevin Anglero stops skateboarding at the news.
How are they going to do that to Times Square? That's what's Times Square known for.
I could tell Anglero to take a look at page 19 of MAP 21, but to be honest, it is not a good read. So let me wade through the legalese for you. It all comes down to one word, highway. You see, to the federal government, what we call our streets matters. So, New Yorkers, think hard about the streets that run through Times Square. Is 7th Avenue a highway?
7th Avenue, it's an avenue.
What about Broadway?
That's Broadway Avenue.
Well, New Yorkers, you got it wrong. They're highways. I spoke to New York's street taxonomy expert. Yep, there is such a thing, and his name is Mitchell Moss.
I went back to the original legislation and the factors underlying it.
Moss says the feds didn't always call those streets in Times Square highways. Before MAP 21 went into effect, 7th Avenue and Broadway were just
principal arterials.
But under MAP 21, all principal arterials were added to the national highway system.
As an innocent effort to get federal funds, which would be used for highway repair and maintenance.
Moss says if you're a street and you're looking for money from the feds, it often pays to be called a highway. But there's a downside. You also have to follow all the feds' rules, even the old ones, like
the Highway Beautification Act of 1965.
That's President Lyndon B. Johnson signing the bill into law. In his speech to Congress, he said the Beautification Act would fix a human problem.
We have placed a wall of civilization between us and between the beauty of our land.
The problem was billboards. For drivers out on the interstate, billboards were a barrier to the beauty of the countryside. So the law made any sign larger than 1,200 square feet illegal if it was next to a highway.
Beauty belongs to all the people.
Here's what all this means. Since the streets in Times Square are technically highways now, the billboards there technically need to go. City, state, and federal officials say they're looking for a solution to this bureaucratic hiccup, and there are no plans to take the billboards down. NYU Professor Moss says this is a confirmation that, well,
New York City is different. So the very essence of the law is completely turned upside down in Times Square.
In other words, in Times Square, the beauty is in the billboard. In New York, I'm Julia Longoria for Marketplace.